Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
Lizard cream is the easiest way to tell if your loved ones have turned into a shape-shifting lizard person.
Bye.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
What am I going to say to you? I had something to say. This show sucks.
Dude, this is the worst segment we've ever done. I want to leave and never come back. This is so bad.
Hey, where's Hungarian Tracksuit Man? Is he in there?
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing. It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
We have the segment that's not a segment. Yikes. Coming up at 4:34. He's back. Jason's beef. He's back from the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
At 5:34.
That was 1 week ago.
He's ready.
We're getting our world rocked 1 week ago today.
Mm-hmm. Some good radio. Good open you put together there, Teddy.
Glad
you took the worst segment possibly we ever did.
Right.
Use that for an open.
I am a creative genius.
I like it, Teddy.
Yes.
You know what? Keep doing that. Mm-hmm. I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. Let people see. You know what? If they sat through that in the intro and were like, you know what? I want to stick around for the show. Then we got them.
That's right.
They're part of the group now.
Today, Patriots Day in Boston. Guardians and Red Sox. Guardians shut them out today.
Yeah.
6-0.
You know, all
the runs coming late.
That's a very excellent result for the Guardians. Nice to see that.
I got a little stat for you.
Yeah.
Well, give me your hot take, then I'll do a stat.
No, I have no hot take about the game. I have a hot take about Patriots Day, which I think is awesome.
Okay.
But go ahead.
All right. Here's my little stat from the game. This was the first time the Guardians have shut out the Red Sox in Fenway since 2005.
Oh, wow.
That's notable.
And
right?
Again,
it's 19 years.
In my brain, that's like, what was that, like 5-6 years ago?
No, that's 19
right.
years ago.
The last time that happened... I have three kids. Oldest is a teenager. I was not married at the time. That's how long ago that was. That's unbelievable.
You should go home and tell the children tonight. Hey, kids, sit them all down.
Well,
mom and dad have something special to tell you.
Like, listen, the last time this happened, I proposed to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So now.
Then I mounted her. And then we had you, Vivian.
Yes, 5 years after we got married. Somehow it was a very long gestation period. Like a brontosaurus or something. I don't know. I don't know which animals had big
elephants.
Gestation periods. Do they take a long time?
Elephants take a long time.
Not 5 years.
Not 5 years. I think anything takes 5 years.
This is hot take on animal gestation with Common Man and T-Bone.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're going to argue about it. Like cows actually have the longest gestation periods. I have no
idea. I'm going to look it up right now.
All right.
While you give me your hot take on Patriots
Day. All I was going to say with that is I think it's an awesome tradition they do. They have the Boston Marathon, which happened today. Let them live. Everybody run the Boston Marathon. It's one of the big running events in the world. And then they couple that with a early baseball game. And the entire city, pretty much of Boston, from what I understand, especially along the route, it's all shut down because they've got to have the roads all closed. So a lot of people are just like, they just shut everything down there. And I'm thinking most of the people who are out there on their, because a lot of people go out on in their houses, their apartments, wherever they live, they're having parties. For Patriot Day. And a lot of those people don't run. They're not like big marathon fans. They're just excited for the party. They're having a good time. And I think that's a great thing. I wish we had something like that here where we said, yeah, we're shutting down the city for a random day that's specific to Central Ohio and not for anything else. They have, you know, similar days like this with, around like the Indy 500. If you go to Indianapolis, that whole weekend, that city is just pretty much all their focus is on that one event. I think that's pretty cool.
African elephants are pregnant for an average of 22 months.
Okay.
That is the longest gestation period of mammals.
22 months.
22 months.
Almost 2 years?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
No wonder they can't forget. It's like elephants don't forget. I bet they don't. With 22 months of sitting there in the womb, they're ready to go. That brain has had a lot of time to develop.
Spring game went down this weekend. Par for the course, Ryan Day says he's not ready to make any quarterback decisions, which we knew. He's not going to, you know, sit there in the post-game press conference and say, and my starting quarterback is Will Howard,
or anybody. I didn't think that, but he also has a perfect out to not do that based on what we saw in the spring game, which is everyone looked okay. No one did you see come out and go, oh my God, there's your quarterback right there. And I really hope that in the practices there have been way more differentiation between these guys, but I don't know, man. I have a sneaky feeling we're headed for another kind of weird summer with that, where it's both these guys are competing. I mean, I do think it's going to get whittled down to, you know, the two guys, Will Howard and Devin Brown. I think those are your two
choices. I'm not ready to, you know, hit the panic button or anything. I mean, it's a spring game. But I was sort of humming a little song to myself as I was watching the spring game on Saturday.
What's the song?
Everything is fine. Boop, 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 boop. Everything is fine. Boop, 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 boop. Except the offensive line. Boop, 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 boop.
No.
Everything is fine. I was humming. I couldn't get that out of my head on Saturday. Everything was fine. You know, quarterback had, they had moments. Every quarterback had a moment of good. And every quarterback had at least one moment where they either missed an open touchdown or threw the ball right to a guy.
Right.
You know? But look, both things can be true. Because I heard some people say after the game, wow, that Buckeye defensive line. Yes, they could be very, sure. very good. I have high hopes, as I've had for the last 20 years, really, for this Buckeye defensive line. However, we just saw an offensive line group last season that did not develop well. And Ryan Day made it a priority during the offseason to shake that up and move things around. Now, again, it's the spring game. It's not August. I'm aware of it. But so far, we have not seen that come together. Ryan Day said after the game, yeah, we're not there yet. Which is coach speak for, yeah, we suck right now.
Well, and the good news is, to your point, they don't have any games to play for at least another, you know, 4.5, 5 months. So that's right. It's okay that they're not there quite yet. But the fears that, you know, fans have that the offensive line isn't going to come together by the time that it's supposed to, that your quarterback play is going to be mediocre, as some have said in the past, that those are the worries that you have long term, right? That coming out of the spring game, you didn't see dominant performances for certain parts of this team that you wanted to.
It was windy, though.
Well, right.
It was windy.
Good news is it's never windy in the Big Ten. You never play any games
where
there could be wind.
I'm just saying, that spring game was windy like it's champagne.
Right.
Champagne in November. Don't even try and throw the ball too windy.
Juice Williams also was at the spring game for some reason out of nowhere.
That was here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that was here where Juice Williams could not be stopped, even though he kept running the same play over and over and over again.
Yeah. So let me be clear, because I'm sure some of you are listening to at least my part of this and saying, wow, you're negative. Like, oh my God, don't you know we've got all these great talented transfers in. A lot of them didn't play a ton in this spring game.
Yes, I do
have faith and all that stuff. I do have faith that they're going to be one of the best teams in college football. Have they not been that the last few years? They have been. I have faith they're going to be a really good defense, and I hope a really good offense. The question is, we're past all that in the Ryan Day tenure, are we not?
Yes.
So what most fans like myself are thinking is, I don't care how good you look in spring. I don't care how good you look in fall camp. I don't care how many portal victories you won. I care about a few games in the regular season, mostly that involve a team from up north. I care that you make the Big Ten championship and win it. And then I care that you go on to the college football playoffs and you win those games. That's where we're at this point in the relationship with Ryan Day. So even if, yes, everybody had come out and thrown darts, I would probably still say, all right, pump the brakes. Doesn't matter. It's the spring game. But we didn't see that even to give us a glimpse of maybe this quarterback situation will be okay.
Everything is fine. Do, 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 do. It's catchy, right, Teddy?
It is. I like it.
Yeah,
it
makes you want to dance.
Did you enjoy the golf this weekend?
I love the golf, yeah.
Matt Kuchar update.
No cooch.
No cooch.
Didn't play at all.
But Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters.
Tremendous.
He's pretty good, right, Ted?
Yeah, he is very good.
Two of the last 3 years, right?
Yes, and he's won, I think, what, like three times since March 1st or something like that, right?
Oh, is that all?
Another one he lost by one shot. That's the only tournament he's lost this year, is basically missing a putt on 18 a couple weeks ago.
Other than that disappointing moment, yeah, he's pretty good, I would say.
Did you win any money?
I did have a bet on Scottie Scheffler, which sort of covered my other bets, so I basically broke even thanks to him winning.
Oh, there you go.
You had some easy money this weekend. Did you take it?
All the Reds White Sox?
Yeah, did you take it?
I did not. I told you
on Friday. Told you on Friday afternoon. Not only will you get a clean sweep, you will get zero resistance. And was I lying to you?
No, you told the truth.
Boy.
Just lay down and die.
That's one of the worst teams
they're awful.
That has ever existed.
I'm saying the worst team in Major League Baseball.
Well, Mike, because they're injured. That's
and why. The owner is sitting in a box by himself on Sunday, which, hey, I'll give it to him. At least he shows up to some of the games.
Well,
unlike the ownership group down the street. That's be reminded where Nationwide is. Okay? But Reinsdorf is sitting in the box all by himself, smoking a $100 cigar while he watches his team just go up in flames. And he has the gall to go down to Springfield and ask for $1 billion.
Yeah, that's a joke. That whole thing with the White Sox, as much as I know people around here might say, well, good, I don't like the White Sox or whatever, you're a Guardians fan, let's say.
They haven't been relevant enough like them.
Yeah, at this point, it's such an embarrassing franchise. The only owner I think that's more embarrassing than the old man there, Jerry Reinsdorf, is the guy who's moving the A's. What's his name?
John Fisher.
Yeah, that guy. He's the only one that's more embarrassing, and that's not great when you're getting compared to, you know, the kid of the people who founded the Gap, no success in anything he's done.
Somebody sent me a graphic on the burner phone. The White Sox have been in existence since the start of the American League, so 1900, okay?
That's a good amount.
It's 124 years. Math can tell you. That's 124 years. They have made the playoffs 8.9% of those seasons. 8.9%, far and away last in Major League Baseball.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound great.
8.9% in 124 years.
Can I ask one stupid question about that stat? Are they counting the years where you had to win the pennant to make the quote-unquote playoffs?
Yes.
Well, all right. That does skew it for the younger teams where now you can get in by winning a bunch of different things.
There's no team older than the Cincinnati Reds.
You're right.
Okay? They've made the playoffs 13% of the time.
Oh, okay.
Since 1876, Teddy?
Sure.
What's the date?
I don't know. It's a long time for the
Teddy
Reds.
Teddy should know it.
Well, it's okay if you don't, Ted. It's not okay.
No,
actually,
it's not okay,
judging
Ted.
You left and right.
Everything is fine.
Except
you know,
the
everything
line.
Is fine for the Buckeye basketball program, at least today. We'll talk about it coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should watch for an accident at the intersection of Climb Road and Demorest Road, and another accident on the left shoulder of eastbound 670 at I-70. And we've got a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder of southbound 270 on the west outer belt after 33. This report is sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Before you sell or trade in, find out how much your car is worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com. They make selling your car fast, safe, and fair. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jen.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
You know, the thing that's happening to me more and more in public is that people who enjoy the show, like the show, instead of coming up to me and saying, "Hey, Common Man, I dig you," Mm-hmm. Or even make some sort of noise. Instead, what I get now is people screaming pee-pee no worky at me.
Oh, do they really?
Yes. So, if you are one of those people where maybe pee-pee no worky, or you like to scream that at random people in the grocery store, I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Maybe pee-pee no worky for you. Good news. At Tri-State Men's Health, they have treatments that will work when the pills or the herbals fail. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%, and some of them can even have you lasting an hour or more. What are you going to do with the other 55 minutes? I don't know. Tri-State Men's Health now has 6 locations. Cincinnati, Dayton, Northern Kentucky, Louisville, and 2 locations here, Hilliard and Westerville. Call them today. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com and you walk in there and make sure to yell pee-pee no worky.
Now see, when people come up to me and say hi, they just typically, if they do, which is not often, but what they do, they just say, hey, just want to let you know I enjoy the show. And I go, oh, thank you very much.
Well, you're the normal one.
Now, I should mention the only weird aspect of this interaction is it always happens when we're both naked in a sauna. That's the only time I ever get it. But they're like,
Turkish bathhouse.
That's you. Okay, I see it now. Now I know who you are. And then they come up and talk to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buckeye basketball today got someone from the transfer window, a very large man from the transfer window. So I guess we can play this, right?
I mean, I don't know if I would, because he's tall.
He's 7'1".
Yes, very tall. But, I mean, he's
proportioned.
Tall and lanky.
Yeah.
He's not built like Zach Edey.
No.
Zach Edey's different. He was like a lurch-looking guy because he was just massive all the way around and tall.
Matt Painter found him in the woods.
Sure.
This is Aaron Bradshaw. He is transferring out from Kentucky. Of course, they had their coaching change. He was a 5-star guy coming out of high school. Had sort of an up-and-down last season. He comes in with 3 years remaining with his eligibility. So he's a large 7-1 guy that other teams wanted, and Jake Diebler went out and got.
Yeah, well, the big thing I've been saying with this Buckeye basketball team is, and let's be real, I'm not being mean when I say this, you saved money either because this is the guy you wanted or because other guys didn't want the job, whatever the case, you saved some money by hiring Jake Diebler. You didn't pay him the type of fee. Cal's making $8 million a year down at Arkansas. Jake Diebler's going to make $2.5 million. So my argument for that is better go use some of that money in the portal and get some NIL stuff rolling for these guys you need to bring in and to keep the guys you have. And I'll tell you, getting Michi Johnson and Aaron Bradshaw, those are two big needs for this team. I think you couldn't just go with, you know, Akpara as the only guy underneath the basket of any, you know, substantial size. Now you add him at 7-1, Aaron Bradshaw. He had surgery last offseason. I believe he was in the McDonald's All-American game and got injured in that game, had a foot injury, required surgery. He didn't get to play the first month of the season. And by that time, you know, he worked into the lineup, but he did not feature in all their games. I think he only played in like 26 of their games, which is still enough. I mean, good sample size of what this guy can do. Not, you know, like huge statistical numbers, but a lot of potential. So you get a guy who's a, you know, All-American type player, a top 50 guy, top 30 guy out of college, that's a lot to work with. So let's hope that the Ohio State can do that.
Crew get a point on the road against Salt Lake on Saturday night. I was talking to you about this on Friday. I think it was before the show. I don't think I said it on the show. That if I had money to bet, I would put all my money on Salt Lake on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Not because I don't think the Crew are any good, because they just played this, you know, Champions Cup game in Mexico that went to extra time and then penalties, and it's 87 degrees. And, you know, they're going now on the road to Salt Lake City and they're playing at altitude. And I said, there's no way they're walking out of there with 3 points. There's no way.
Yeah.
You pay for a victory. I was right. But you said to me, and you were right, if they walk out of there with 1 point, it's a success.
That's what I was hoping
for. And they did.
Well, and then when I saw the lineup, I mean, and this is no offense to the guys that started, but they essentially played like a second team lineup.
Yeah, you had your B team in there.
Yeah, I mean, you had some starters playing too, but this is about as much of a second team as you could put out there. There were some guys that didn't even make the trip because, yeah, they had a ton of minutes. Darlington Nagbe, for example, played In MLS, I want to say it's like 109 consecutive MLS matches. Who I know you love, Darlington Nagbe. You love the song.
Love to sing the song.
Yeah. How does it go again?
I'm not going to do it.
What do you mean you're not going to do it?
I don't do stuff on command. Darlington Nagbe.
Yes, it's an original tune. Only you and some dudes from Liverpool came up with, I believe. You collaborated on it.
Look at all the lonely people. How'd Liverpool do this weekend? Not too good.
No.
Crystal Palace.
Yeah, but when I saw, so Darlington Nagbe didn't play in this game. He had a streak going second most all-time consecutive starts for MLS in an MLS game. And it ended this week because they're just doing what's right by him and by the team. You got to manage minutes. You got to take care of your players. So he didn't play. When I saw that happen, and I said, oh, yeah, we're not rolling in here trying to get 3 points. Because, I mean, they wanted that, of course, but they're trying to manage all the minutes for these guys. They know they got some big matches coming up. If you go out on the road and get a point, which great job by this team for getting it, that's what keeps you in the race. That's what keeps you in a top four spot and hopefully gets you a good playoff seating down the road.
You know, Bone, I settled in last night with the wife. She was very excited to watch the Billy Joel concert on CBS.
Okay.
And it started a little bit late because they had Masters coverage run late. It was supposed to start at 9.
Oh, no.
Started a little late.
Right, because the Masters is going to, that's a live sporting event. You can't cut away from that.
Yeah, that's fine. Normally what happens then is it starts late, it ends late.
Sure.
Right?
You're right.
And then the local news will come on late.
Mm-hmm. That's usually what happens.
Instead, in the middle of Piano Man, in the middle of the song, they switch to local news. It's over.
Come on. Come on.
In the Eastern and Central time zones, every CBS station switched to local news. People had a field day with this.
Well, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't know why the news... You had actually had some news people apologizing
on
saying, I want to see the song finished too.
Well,
I don't know why I'm talking to you.
Wouldn't that... Because I can only imagine the local people there are probably thinking, wait, we're going to cut in during who? We're cutting during Billy Joel. A lot of people are fans of this music.
We got to get on track now.
Listen, if it's an artist that's big enough to put on network television, you know, and have a concert put on there, not live, obviously, but filmed live kind of thing, you would think that would be enough for most people to say, all right, we can bump the news coverage back a little bit. Unless there's some breaking national news that it requires them to jump in.
Now, I was laughing about it. Kristen was swearing. And I said, we'll just put on Paramount Plus. We'll watch the rest of it because that's where it is.
Yeah, right.
Right. It'll live there. But apparently the blowback has been so large from this. CBS has said, we're so sorry. We'll play it again Friday night at 9 in its entirety. Friday night at 9.
That's so ridiculous, man.
We're so sorry. Please forgive us.
See, we watch Channel 10 News in our house because, you know, it's the best and that's just what we do. But when we have it on, sometimes we go to bed and it's what we put on as we're, you know, getting a little news and information as we're falling asleep.
Didn't know we were going there.
Well, what I'm saying is I remember there's been times where, like you said, there's been a sporting event, some live coverage, and then we don't watch a ton of other CBS programming, so suddenly I'll be watching Blue Bloods out of nowhere because that's what was on, even though it's 11 o'clock.
Right, right.
They just stay with that until it's over, and then the news pops on whenever that's done.
So like last night, sing us a song, y'all.
Hello. Peter Jennings came on for some reason. That was very bizarre.
It's the only music I have.
Yeah, that's
Teddy
fine.
And T-Bone are going to give me a lesson. They're going to teach me things and hopefully teach you things. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find traffic is stop and go, causing a small delay on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mount Street and 315. And watch out for a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder of eastbound 70 downtown at 4th Street. This report is sponsored by First Service Credit Union. Switch to First Service Federal Credit Union, where savings speak louder than words. Unlock exclusive member privileges and enjoy service that always puts you first. For special offers, visit firstcu.com. First Service FCU. Own it. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. All right, I'm ready to learn.
Oh, yeah.
I asked you and Teddy to do something for me, and I'm going to be a sponge. I'm going to soak it all up. Now, the NBA regular season is over. I have not watched one second of it. I want you and Teddy to give me a quick summary of the season and interesting playoff storylines, because I have decided I'm going to watch some.
Okay.
I'm going to pick a team to root for. I'm going to watch. I'm going to get engrossed in the play-in tournament.
Engorged?
Engrossed.
Oh, engrossed. Okay, that's better.
And engorged.
That's good. It's good to be...
Tri-State Men's Health.
Hey, it's good to be engrossed.
That's
in
a freebie. And I'd like to start this music, even though I know it has nothing to do with the current state of the NBA. I just like it.
Right. You're now playing, for whatever it's worth, Big Ten basketball
music. No, get out of here.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
I know it is.
This will forever be the NBA on NBC. No one else should be allowed to use it.
I agree. Well, Teddy, I mean, I don't want to steal all your thunder here, but where do you want to start with this as far as if we want to get someone in the NBA for the playoffs? What's the number one thing they got to know about the playoffs?
That the regular season doesn't really matter.
Absolutely
right. Absolutely right.
As long as you get into the playoffs for the NBA, that's the big thing.
All right, tell me right now. Here's my question to you. Is there a consensus? Do people say this team, this is the best team, they're going to win the championship?
It's one or two at max.
Yes, there's two.
The number one team you would say is the Nuggets. Because
Golden State?
No, Denver. Denver Nuggets.
No, I meant Golden State with them.
No. Denver out of the West. Boston's the only other team that people would presumably take a bet on between Denver and Boston. That's probably going to be your finals matchup. It would be a major upset either way if it's not.
Okay.
So
all right.
Celtics have been...
Good to know.
They're one of the best teams in the league. The Nuggets continue to be one of the best teams in the league.
Who's coaching the Celtics? The guy who was sleeping with the owner's wife?
No, he's gone. That's Ime Udoka. I believe he is down in Houston now. Am I wrong? I feel like that's where he ended up. I could be totally off base.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but anyway, coaching the Rockets. The guys that you should watch for in this, the team that might be of interest to you, Mike.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City Thunder. So they have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Kentucky grad.
Canadian.
Yeah, Canadian. Good player. But he leads a new nucleus of young Thunder talent, including Chet Holmgren. Remember, big, tall, skinny dude?
Coach the Packers.
No, that's Mike Holmgren. Anyway, those two with a collection of others, they actually are the number one seed in the West, which people think is the best conference. So they got the number one seed over the Nuggets, but they're young, untested. They got bounced in the play-in round last year. So what can they do? Can they hold on to that number one seed and actually advance to the Western Conference Finals, make a run of it against the Nuggets if they get there? That's a big storyline. What's another one you want to hit on?
I was going to say, you mentioned the Thunder. I think the Thunder, they got that top seed, but if you're looking for any upsets, I think they lose in the first round.
Oh. They are a huge upset potential here because they will play the winner of the play-in games, right? There's two of them. Kings play the Warriors. Those are the 9 and 10 seeds. The Warriors are a 10 seed, if you're not paying any attention.
Well, hold on. Now, 10
Golden
seeds
State,
make the playoffs?
They make the play-in. So there's 7 and 8, 9 and 10. 7 and 8 play each other. 9 and 10 play each other. If you win the 7-8 game, you're in. You play the 2 seed.
Okay.
So that is the Pelicans and the Lakers. Lakers are the 8 seed. Pelicans are the 7 seed. So whoever wins that goes and plays the Nuggets. If you lose that game, you play the winner of Kings and Warriors. Whoever wins that game gets the number one seed.
I'm very confused. Where are the Bulls?
They're in the Eastern Conference, not the Western Conference.
I understand that. Are they in the playoffs
yes,
at all?
They are.
They are?
Well, they're
what
in the play-in game. 9.
They're a 9 seed.
Oh, they're a 9 seed.
They're playing the Hawks as a 10 seed.
I'll take care of them.
Let me tell you, Eastern Conference play-in games, tale of two games. Because Hawks, Bulls, no one's scared of. Sixers, Heat? everyone would be at least like, I don't think I want to play either of those teams. So the Sixers and the Heat are the 7-8 seeds. Whoever wins that series goes instantly to face the Knicks as the 2 seed, and that could be a banger of a series.
If Knicks are good?
Knicks are really good.
Knicks are good, all right.
But the Knicks are there at 2.
They're not the healthy, though, because they lost Julius Randle earlier in the season. So somehow they've been winning. Jalen Brunson's been unbelievable for them. Where did he go to school, Bone?
That is a Villanova guy, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I don't know. I was asking you.
Am I wrong? I think he went to Villanova. Right. I love it when you put people in.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
He's been really good. I mean, almost like MVP quality, and he led them to that playoffs at number 2 seed. But they may have to take on the Sixers in that first round. That's another one of these upsets I see happening, possibly, if it's the Sixers and the Knicks in the first round. You know, so we have to wait to see who wins these play-in games, but now, after we find out.
Play-in games treated like a regular series, or are they played in a centralized location?
It's a one-off game.
Oh, it's a one-off game.
Yes, hosted by whoever's the better seed.
So where are the Bulls playing? They're hosting it. The Chicago Stadium or the Omni?
Chicago Stadium,
wherever they play now, the United Center.
I get it.
What are we talking about? Yeah, and then the Sixers host the Heat.
Dominique Wilkins will be there. That'd be great.
So, like, the Knicks, the Bucks, and the Cavs were all a game apart, basically. So you have the Bucks that have Damian Lillard, Dame Time. They brought him in for this type of situation, have him be that guy in the playoffs. And you got the Cavs sitting there who have had some injury issues, and everybody's been a little up and down. They were, at one time, right up there with the Celtics. Now they've fallen back to the 4th seed. They kind of wanted to avoid getting the 3 seed and playing the Pacers, it appears, or the 2 seed and playing either the Sixers or the Heat. They end up with a Magic team that I think is actually kind of dangerous and has a lot of big guys.
Nick Anderson.
Well, no, he's not there anymore. But they do have Paolo Banchero.
Oh!
Not Patrick Mahomes.
Not Pat Mahomes. No.
Paolo Banchero.
Yes.
Does he often take it to the Banchero?
Yeah.
Does he hit really
good? Oh, yeah. He's good. He can do it all. Yeah. He's got every weapon. He's great. So if we had to pick, though, you brought up Pat Mahomes, Teddy. If you're an NFL fan, you have no knowledge of the NBA. The team that is most like the Kansas City Chiefs in that they're always going to be the favorite. They've got a guy that just is a code breaker in Pat Mahomes. That's the Denver Nuggets.
Okay.
That's who that is in this series.
So who are we rooting for?
I mean, I'm rooting for the Cavs, number one. Rooting for Ohio against the world. Rooting for the Cavs.
Other than the Cavs. Let's pick a team in each conference to root for.
Okay, well, Cavs are in the East, easy enough. Out West, there's a few you could go with. The Timberwolves have Anthony Edwards, who's one of my personal favorite players in the league. And a lot of people are comparing him to, like, young Jordan. He's the first one we've had in a while that's not like LeBron or Kobe, where they get that put on them because they're just the best player out of high school.
What about Harold Miner?
Could be.
He was baby Jordan.
But he's having a hell of a season. But the reason I'd say you might root for the T-Wolves, one Mike Conley.
Yeah.
Heavily involved.
Oh, he's with the T-Wolves.
Still banging.
Yes,
he is. Oh, he's still banging, and he's still a big contributor on that team. So I would say out West, I'm rooting for the Timberwolves.
All right, so we all root for the Timberwolves then?
Yeah, I'll do that as well. It'd be nice to see Mike Conley, if he could get a championship ring with
I'd love that.
That'd be great.
They gave A-Rod the shaft, right?
They did.
Yeah.
Now they do have
Hell with him.
Now they do have Rudy Gobert, which is kind of a downside of that whole thing, because he's a gigantic prick. But other than that.
That's all right. You can't like everybody, Bone.
I know. Just telling you.
All right, so T-Wolves in the West.
That's who we're rooting for, Cavs in the East.
Yeah. Right. We got to pick teams to root for.
We didn't mention the Mavs fun team with Luka Doncic on that
team. Luka Doncic is must-watch TV.
Alongside Kyrie, who you don't like Kyrie, but he's still very good.
Kyrie is amazing, but yeah.
Thank you. I like learning things.
Did you know Kevin Durant's on the Suns? We didn't even mention them. They're a 6 seed.
Okay.
And he's still around.
They're taking on that Minnesota team that we're rooting for, so you'll be seeing a lot of them. Yeah.
Here's the last thing I'll give you. This is an actual stat, and then I'm done.
Okay.
Lakers, Warriors, both in play-in games. Technically not in the playoffs as of yet. They have to win to get into the playoffs.
Okay.
If neither of them do, that will be the first season in the NBA in 19 years where either LeBron or Steph Curry was not in the playoffs.
Wow.
So there you go.
It's quite the stat.
Almost the amount of time it took for the Guardians to get a win against Boston. Or to shut out Boston in Boston. Is that right?
Yes, shut out Boston.
There we go.
In Boston. We're going to talk about a pro team on the move. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident blocking the right lane on northbound 270 on the east outer belt after 33 to watch out for, and some slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs. Some even same day. And now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Offer ends 6/1. Visit staples.com/print for details. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Bone?
Yes, man.
Give me a number.
Let's go with 8.
Call number 8 right now. 614-821-9710. Gets a family pack of 4 tickets to 97.1 The Fan's night at the Columbus Fury game on Friday. This Friday.
There you go.
If you aren't the winner, don't worry. Tickets for Fan Appreciation Night are available through Ticketmaster's Friday with Friends promotion. Head to Ticketmaster.com for more information. As a matter of fact, Matty Ice and Anthony Rothman, who are your fine hosts for that Fury night, they were outside filming a promo that's going to air on the Jumbotron at the game.
Oh, very good.
I may or may not have made a promo or a little promo. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know what you're looking for.
Cameo? Cameo, that's right.
Oh, you made a cameo.
In the background, yeah.
All right.
I took off pantalone and ran willy-nilly.
Why would you do that?
I didn't.
Why would you need to do that?
I didn't.
Now, I will say, I have not gone out yet to a Fury game. I don't know much about the sport of volleyball, but I respect the hell out of it because I know it's a difficult sport to play. The Fury are, it says here, 5-10 on the year. They're on the road against the Vegas Thrill coming up in a couple nights on Wednesday. And then they will be hosting the Atlanta Vibe on Friday night.
Vibe.
7 p.m. And if you don't know, you can watch their games on YouTube, I believe, is where they are posting those. So now you do know.
Okay. Thanks, Bone.
You're welcome, man.
It is Yikes Day. 434 for that. Jason's beef! At 534, he is back from his eclipse party. I want to hear all the stories about it.
I can't wait.
The Coyotes, it seems, are moving to Utah. So that was quick.
Dude, I mean, it was quick in a way, and then it's been a long time coming in another sense.
Of course it has, but it was just, what, like a week ago? Where the Coyotes came out and said, hey, there's this, I don't know why Dom DeBerry's here.
Hey, there's this land auction. It's coming up in June. We're going to buy it. We're going to put $3 billion in and build our own place, and people are going to love it.
Right.
And then neighboring Scottsdale said, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, because you're not going to get zoning for anything you want to do. You're not going to be able to use our public utilities like water. We're not going to do that for you. Nobody wants you here. There's no demand for this. We congratulate you on wanting to build it all yourself, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I feel like my initial reaction to all this was, oh, wow, they're going to Salt Lake City. And then thinking about all the possibilities of what does that mean? What does that mean for those fans there that are excited to get that team? And I neglected to think about all. I mean, again, there are Coyotes fans out there that do care about this team. There haven't been apparently enough of them to sustain this team or to get them to a point where anyone locally says, yes, we would like to foot the bill. Once again, though, let's not make the mistake that many people make all the time, which is team moves from city, people go, oh, fans suck in said city. Fans probably don't suck in the Phoenix area, I'm guessing. There's probably enough people to sustain an NHL franchise. The problem is you have owners who suck. That's 99% of the problem. 99% of the time, it's the owners not being willing to pay for their own thing, or not being able to get, in this case, the city government to work with them to find a way to make it happen. Now, it may be a unique case in Phoenix because maybe there it's just a little different. It is hockey in a market that's not traditionally been associated with that, but we know that hockey has a foothold, at least in the youth side of things, in Phoenix, right? It's become a pretty big deal out there. So I'm surprised that this happened as quickly as it did, and that apparently everyone in the NHL just kind of signed off on it and said, yeah, sure, go ahead.
I was reading the Salt Lake Tribune today, as I always, I mean, it's Monday, so I always do.
That's your Monday of, yeah, you read the Salt Lake City Tribune, as anyone does.
One of their columnists, what's this guy's name? Gordon Monson. Of course, everybody knows him.
Gordy.
Good old Gordy. Hey, how are you doing there, Gordo?
Good old Gordo. Yeah, sure. Listen, I read him all the time.
He said, just brainstorming here, here's 40 name ideas.
40?
40.
Oh, okay.
Now, he's just throwing stuff out there.
Sure.
Some of it's serious, some of it's not. He's broken it down into categories. Things, people, and animals.
Okay.
Okay? Things. Specters.
I don't think it's... Hang on. I don't think Gordo knows what the definition of things is. Again, people, places, things, or ideas. Like, that's more of an idea, but go ahead, whatever.
All right, specters, sliders, shakers, slap shots.
Okay.
Skinwalkers. I like
what?
That. I
can't like that. The Salt Lake City skinwalkers rolls right off the tongue, I got to tell you.
Isotopes.
That's already taken. Albuquerque says, we have a minor league baseball team. It's already called that.
He says the folks in Albuquerque wouldn't love such larceny.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Freeze, the Salt Lake freeze, which actually makes a little bit of sense.
Okay.
Well, blizzard.
Sure.
Chill.
Hey. Oh, whoop, whoop, whoop. Leonardo DiCaprio gif right there. That's we got that. That's us.
We don't have that.
No, but that's us. We had the chill.
I know.
You can't have the chill. That dude needs a chill, or I'm going to come over there and whoop his ass.
We just name the Blue Jackets a chill and pretend like the last 24 years
please
didn't happen?
Please, God. Can we have an expansion franchise that's just the new team with the new ownership?
Icebreakers, black diamonds, tip of the cap to the ski industry.
That's right, of course. That's what, yeah, the black diamonds.
Blade runners.
Okay, again.
Storm, spirits, pioneers, saints, jacks.
The jacks.
Short for lumberjacks.
Sure. That's what I associate Salt Lake City with.
You can't have the jacks and the jackets.
I do associate Salt Lake City with massive amounts of timber. Maybe I should. I've never once thought, oh, that's where all the wood comes from. Salt Lake City. I got a name for you they should use that I'm sure you didn't put in there.
What?
Has nothing to do with anything, but I just like it. The Slickers.
How do you know he didn't use
it? The Salt Lake City Slickers.
There's a couple more on here that I actually like. We'll do that next. And Fat Boy Food Tap. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Can you hear me now? Okay. All right. We've got an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 270 on the east outer belt before I-70 causing some delay and a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole on 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
Hey, happy Monday. Fat Boy Food Tip coming up in mere moments. We were talking about how the Coyotes are going to move to Salt Lake City. And I was reading the Salt Lake Tribune today, as I always do, on Monday.
It's a Mormon Monday.
That's correct.
As you call it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I'm reading it, And one of their columnists has 40 possible names for the new team. When we last left you, we talked about the Jacks, short for Lumberjacks.
I mean, I proposed Salt Lake City Slickers, but I don't think that one's catching on.
Next up, Skateful Dead.
What?
Slashers.
All right.
I like Slashers.
I mean, yeah, but that's too close to me for Thrashers, another team that doesn't exist. But
they don't exist, but they will soon.
Mm.
So the NHL goes back to Atlanta.
For the third time.
That's all right. Let them live. Gladiators, Racers, Rockers, Stonecutters, Icemen,
okay. Oh,
Miners.
What?
Kids. Miners, like I'm mining for precious metals.
They're all juniors hockey players? Is that what's going on?
The Miners.
Yeah, I don't think that's good. No.
Bubbles the Chimp is the mascot.
No. Butchers. I like Butchers. We need to get meaner with these names.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Utah Butchers.
Are they going Utah or are they going Salt Lake City?
I assume they'd go Utah because the Jazz are Utah.
That's, you know what? Fair point. I don't know what the city of Salt Lake City. I don't know if Salt Lake City feels like they have to be included in the name or if it's Utah.
Well, you know, all the articles that I've read, it says they're moving to Utah. It doesn't say they're moving to Salt Lake City.
I know, but if someone says, where are you moving? You're like, California. It's like, okay, be more specific, but you are technically moving to California if you're moving to LA or San Francisco.
Plumbers.
All right.
Moose.
They have moose in Utah? I didn't even know that.
He says they live here in Utah.
Okay.
Ice Dogs. Right. Salty Dogs.
What are we? These are all
Ice Dogs.
Ice Dogs has been a thing.
They stole that from us. I mean, it's Rothman and Ice's Live Golf name, the Ice Dogs.
The Ice Dogs, yeah. That's right.
They can't take that.
They can't have that. Absolutely not.
Salty Dogs, Vultures, Scorpions, Wolves.
Right. I got to say, Utah does have a vast array they can go from. Do you want desert and arid? They've got that. Uh-huh. Do you want mountain and cold and skiing? They've got that too.
Bighorns.
Mm.
Porcupines.
Guys, you feeling a little horned up? You know what I'm saying? Let's get to the bighorn game tonight. Yeah.
Wood rats.
No.
Goats.
No.
Skunks.
Yeah. Let's do skunks. Hey, everybody. Come on out to the skunks game.
I'm going to blast you.
Going to hit you with our glands.
Poo smell. Sandpipers.
Sure. That's
like wings.
Sorry.
Aeromass is another one.
I believe a sandpiper is a bird
as
well.
That's correct. Yeah.
What do we do? Like, we're the Utah Robins because we have sandpipers. So does a lot of people. What does that have to do with anything? That's stupid.
He's just brainstorming here.
Yeah, well, there's no bad ideas in a brainstorm except for this one.
Lynx. Rattlers.
All right.
Condors.
Okay. We're all in the animals now, I guess.
Cinnamon bears.
No.
He says, yes, they're a real animal right here in Utah.
Utah tenny
grams. Not just a candy.
Yeah, let's go.
A subspecies of the American black bear.
Hi, we're the Utah Dunkaroos. What do you?
Sidewinders, coyotes. Just keep coyotes.
They have them here too. Yeah, you could call them the coyotes. That's right. The yotes,
cutthroats, stingers. Wow. No, we got stingers.
Wait, what is it? We have a stinger as a mascot. What is a cutthroat? Does he say what a cutthroat is?
It's a trout.
Oh yeah, that's what I thought. I always think about those violent trout slashing throats.
Considering you just had someone die in a hockey game for having their throat cut.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the cutthroats is not going to work.
Maybe we don't go with that one. I agree. Yeah.
Stingers, stallions, raptors, and the last one is magpies.
You can't. Okay. The Toronto Raptors exist. This is Toronto Raptors erasure, and I won't stand for it.
That's a different sport entirely.
Oh, good. Why don't you call them the Yankees? The Utah Yankees. Yeah. Or, hey, they were Red Sox.
I'm just saying.
The Utah Red Sox.
We have repeats.
Hey, Salt Lake City. It's a lake right next to a city. How about the Lakers? Yeah, the Salt Lake City Lakers. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. You can't call them the Raptors. Their team already exists. Don't steal someone else's team name. You already stole their team. Don't steal their team name.
What would you call them?
Well, are we going Utah?
Utah, yeah.
I mean, this is really dumb. It's just for a joke. But it does keep the UU thing going on. The Utah Updogs.
Stupid.
Because then you know what happened.
What's up, dog?
Hey, not much, Ted. What's up with you?
Yay!
There we go.
Teddy,
yeah.
What would you call him?
How about the Utes?
Yeah, that's not taken.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Let's use that. Let's also, like, That's what pro sports teams are trying to get away from, is like native people's names. And they're like, you know, we're going to opt into that, actually. Yes. We're going to opt into the controversy. Unlike the, you know, Utah, where the university is already using that. They've had it for a while. What else do we have? Is that all his names?
That's it.
They all sucked.
That's all the names.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I like them. I like Slashers.
Slashers is all right compared to everything
and
else.
Your mascot is just a creepy dude in a trench coat who just walks around and stalks victims.
It's like, hey, how you doing? He's like following you. Yeah, like a little, maybe a Jack the Ripper vibe to that team.
Yes, absolutely.
I like that a lot.
The Slashers. You turn the lights down.
Yeah.
The lights go off. And
how about, okay, if we're going Utah, and if we're going to rip some stuff off that's already popular elsewhere, the Utah Undertakers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that gives you that Slasher vibe, but he come out with the dead man's just waiting there, and it's actual Undertaker. What if you have him be the sponsor? The Hitman has his team, right?
I think he sold it, but
well,
yeah.
But yeah, the Calgary Hitman. Yeah. Why don't we keep a wrestling thing? I'm sure it's popular everywhere. I'm sure the Undertaker is very popular in Utah. Let's do that.
Instead of the gull horn, they just have the dong. Dong. I don't have that to play.
The what?
The gong.
The gong.
Gong.
What do you mean a dong?
Wait, what's the dong?
Play that dong. Play that beautiful dong for me, if you will.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
Boy, it's a dong show today. I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Big old dong show.
All right. They're moving to Utah. Congratulations. Fat Boy Food.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
You know, our fearless leader, Fish, told me earlier that it's McDonald's' birthday today, although I have not confirmed that or seen it anywhere else.
Oh, is that right?
That's what he said, but I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
I do have a McDonald's update for you. Starting on Wednesday, they will be debuting a new limited-time sandwich, and it is the Bacon Cajun Ranch McCrispy.
Okay.
It will be a Southern-style fried chicken filet, bold applewood smoked bacon with crinkle cut pickles, finished with a creamy Cajun ranch sauce on the top and on a warm toasted potato roll.
Okay. So it's pretty much the sandwich they already have, just with bacon and the sauce.
With the Cajun-y sauce.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, I'm sure it would be delicious.
I'm just trying to give the people an update, Bone.
I understand. That's good. That's good.
And poo-poo the
not
bad
poo-pooing.
Boy food
I'm just
tip.
Telling you what I'm telling you what I thought of it. Is that all you got?
Oh,
I didn't know if you had another thing.
I had another thing, man. This is like making love to my wife. Is that all you got?
It never takes this long. I promise you, it doesn't take you this long in any other aspect of your life. This is taking so long. She wishes it took this long. You're dragging this out for nothing. What is it? Tell me.
UK McKenzie. I built up the anticipation.
You should know. I gotta have it. You should know. Tell me. Tell me.
The UK McDonald's is bringing back the chicken Big Mac, which I didn't know was a thing ever.
Okay.
And why don't we have it? It's McChicken patties instead of the beef, but it's exactly like the Big Mac.
Oh, yeah. What?
What do you mean, oh, yeah?
No, like, I'm saying, why are you keeping that elsewhere than America?
I don't know.
I mean, have it for elsewhere. I'm good with the whole globe having it, but why can't we have it? Why did you start that over in the UK?
Well, the headline said, Chicken Big Mac coming back to McDonald's. It's coming back. And then I clicked on it, and it was a story from the UK.
So they're gearing up
for it.
Listen, I would understand it, you know, if... I'm trying to think of a chain that started elsewhere than here. Can we think of one of those? Is there a chain that we have that started in the UK, but started elsewhere? I don't have one off the top of my head. Oh, you know what? Let's say Tim Hortons, Canada.
All
right?
Yeah.
Okay. If Tim Hortons was like, we've made a new breakfast thing only in America, and then Canadian people are saying, well, hold on a second. Why didn't we get that? Where this started.
That's right.
I would feel exact. I mean, again, I'd be glad to try whatever the new thing is. Maybe we already have that. I don't know. Do people in other countries know? Do people in England right now think everyone's having these chicken Big Macs over in America?
They probably think so.
They probably think we have those all the time, and we have none of it. That's some BS right there.
Mm-hmm. Also, I cannot believe the amount of people who are contacting me saying because of drive-thru madness and the fact that the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's won it all, I went out and had my first spicy chicken sandwich.
That is flooring me. Well, I did not know so many people had never tried it.
And the amount of people who said I couldn't finish it.
Too spicy.
Because it was too hot. Who? It has like black pepper in it.
Too hot.
It's not hot.
No.
What's the matter with you?
Well, especially, like, I get it plain because of health reasons. Of course, trying to, you know, trying to be fit.
Of health reasons.
Yeah, but if you get it with the mayo on it, like, that neutralizes a lot of the spice.
It's not spicy!
I mean, I'm saying whatever spice you think it has would be neutralized
by that. It's flavorful!
Yeah.
It's an enjoy. I would feed that to a two-year-old! I have! I have fed that to my two-year-old!
By force! You held her down and shoved it in her mouth.
You're gonna eat it!
By the way, I got another hockey name for you.
What?
How about this? The Utah Uglies. Wouldn't you like that?
Yes. Then you go out, hey, what are you doing tonight? You watching the Uglies bump? Oh, we're bumping the Uglies.
Absolutely.
Actually, that Uglies would be... Uglies forechecking, bumping around the ice.
See, that's totally a sports media thing, but I would love that, where it's like, hey, are we airing the Uglies game tonight? No, we got to bump the Uglies. We got Utes action going on. We got to bump the Uglies.
You know, I have not said this in a while, but I'm going to say it, and I'm going to mean it.
Okay.
I have some positive Blue Jackets news coming up next.
The Common season's Man. Almost
no,
over.
No, it's okay. Not that, smartass.
All right. Well, my bad.
Uglies. In a bump. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're looking at a 5-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270, and another 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Custom Air, your independent American Standard custom care dealer. You're not just a homeowner, you're also an air conditioner that only works sometimes owner. You need cooling built and tested to keep going. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard. Visit CustomAirCo.com. for your estimate today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jen.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Monday. The segment that's not a segment. Yikes. Coming up at 4:34, Jason's beef at 5:34.
Right. Mike, I just had a little bit of news cross my nose here.
Yeah.
As I was watching this. John Rothstein just tweeted this out about 20 minutes ago. News, Texas and Ohio State will meet in a neutral site game at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas on November 4th to open the 2024-2025 college basketball season, according to multiple sources.
Well, that's notable.
There's not an announcement by either school yet, it appears. But Rothstein is the guy who, you know, this is March and all that stuff. He's a big college basketball guy. College Hoops Today is his website. So he's reporting it. I feel like that's fairly credible information there. But yeah, that's big if true. That means they're going to be the premier game to start the season. That's a good place for Ohio State basketball to live. Just make sure you get that visibility up. Obviously, you want to win that game. Texas is not going to be an easy win. They were a tourney team Yeah, they were in the tourney, I believe. That's not wrong. So that's still, they were right there, even if they weren't. They're right on the bubble. But that's the type of thing that is good for the program, I think. Have some big marquee matchups early in the season. I don't want them to be all big marquee matchups and then you...
No, but you know, that's how your team gets better.
Now, the only thing I don't love about that, obviously, if you're a season ticket holder for Ohio State, you're saying, cool. And then do we get any games that are as good as that back here? Well, it remains to be seen, right? We'll find out more as the offseason progresses, but... Let's hope so. Let's hope that that's Ross Bjork and Jake Diebler working on that, trying to get this stuff going.
These things are not getting done without Jake Diebler's approval, I would assume.
Yeah, I think you're right. That would at the very least, I'm sure they run it by him. And if he says, oh, hey, it's the first season, I don't know if I want to start on, you know, on a neutral site with this type of big atmosphere. Well, you know what? Challenge accepted, it sounds like. So I like that.
Today we learned that the Buckeyes are going to open up the season against Texas in Vegas. We also learned that Aaron Bradshaw, who was a 7'1 large mang from Kentucky, who was a 5-star high school recruit, is transferring to Ohio State. So there's that.
Yeah, I don't know if we said this at the time. He's going to be a sophomore this year, so he has 3 years of eligibility
left.
I did
say that.
Okay, right. So that's a guy you're getting for at least another year, and who knows after that. But you have a couple guys now with some decent size. Still got to get some three-point shooting, but or hope you develop it from within. Right. But, yeah, there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic with some of this news coming out for Ohio State basketball. I like it.
Also, some news about Zed. Zed Key is transferring to Dayton, so he's staying close by. Let him live.
Yeah, I mean, I'm breaking any news here. The team that he was on this year was not as good as that team was this year, Dayton. I'm not saying UD's going to be a better team next year. I hope they aren't, just because I hope the Buckeyes are like a top 10 team. But yeah, I mean, he's going to a program that has had some recent success there. So let him live.
Just recent success, though. Long-term success.
Oh, they've also been
They don't good. Know what basketball is
They've
in Dayton.
Been good for a
Hell
long time, off and
Hell
on.
Hell with them, Bone.
Saying. Yeah, okay.
You hate them.
Not anymore.
Oh, you don't hate them anymore?
No, their uniforms this year in the last couple years really turned me on.
The uniforms
oh,
turned
yeah, they
you
got
on.
Me going.
That
yeah.
Zed Key uniform that he has on in the Twitter account that he tweeted.
I didn't see it.
Hot.
Yeah. It is.
Fire?
Yeah, it is fire.
Is it that baby blue?
Yeah. I saw that.
That's it. That's the uni, man.
It's fire,
that's,
baby.
It is.
It's
if only Mount Union would change the uniforms to something you like. Then you can stop hating
Don't worry,
them.
It'll never happen.
Jets changed their uniform today. Did you see it?
The New York Jets?
The New York Jets.
New York, New Jersey Jets?
They released a video, changed their uniform. They look like the uniform from the 80s.
Okay.
I'm
looking it up now.
It's like updated 80s. And they'll have an alternate with the all black and the black helmets, but they're going back to a more classic look.
Okay.
Which I don't know why these teams don't always just do this.
I don't know either.
Maybe it's this thing where we have to go to this gaudy thing so that when we bring back the other thing, people will have a new appreciation for the other thing. I don't know. But these uniforms to me look so much better than what they've been toying around with.
Well, I guess maybe the way that it's probably looked at by some who make these decisions, if I had to bet, I would say this at least is a good number of people who think like this. Well, we'll put this new jersey out there. We'll do all the new updates, all the fun, goofy stuff that we want to do. And in the back of their heads are probably thinking, and if it doesn't work out, then everyone will still sell a lot of these jerseys.
No,
a lot
I
of
know.
People just buy
I
whatever.
Know.
And then when we change it again in 4 or 5 years, we'll get so many people who want to buy that again. And all the other people who just bought the jersey the last time will rebuy it.
Or you just are secure and say people are going to want to buy our jersey because our team's going to be awesome. You can just do that, too.
I think that's a better way to look at it. But have you met sports
no,
front
I
offices?
I
don't
I
think that's the prevailing thought.
All right. I have some positive Jackets news for you today. So the Jackets have one more game left tomorrow at home against Carolina. The good news is it was picture day today. So they were taking pictures. And Boone Jenner back at practice today.
That is good news.
I don't know if he's going to give it a go and try and play tomorrow night. It would be great if he did. He's the captain. He's Steady Eddie. He's been the most consistent offensive producer on this team for 2 solid seasons now.
Yeah, right.
And obviously he had the tragic situation where they had a stillborn baby.
Yeah, that's so
which
sad.
Which I can't understand emotionally what that family is going through. I'm not going to pretend that I can. But if he can take some solace in getting back to his job and getting out there in front of the fans one more time before they hit the golf course in the offseason, who the hell am I to say you shouldn't do that?
No, of course not. And however you need to deal with it, I'm happy for him that he's taking the steps he needs to. And then if he is attempting to come back tomorrow and play one last game, can't blame him for that either. I think that's incredible if he can. But if he doesn't, it's all good as well.
Not a lot of guys on this roster that deserve a standing ovation tomorrow. But he's one of them.
Yeah.
Entire team deserves nothing. And I hope you give them nothing.
Well, it's so complicated, right? Because this team is kind of a weird way to even say it, because half the roster are guys from Lake Erie.
I know.
Like I'm sure they're doing the absolute best they can, but that's not good enough. And some of the guys who are the bigger names on this team You know, like we brought up Johnny Gaudreau. You can talk all you want about all the assists he gets, but the production to me is not there, especially on a team that has not had any real stars this year that have, you know, again, like you said, Boone Jenner's been the most consistent guy for this team. The fact that that's not Johnny Gaudreau is kind of disappointing, is it not?
I'm not even saying you have to go out there and throw your vitriol at the players because they're out there busting their ass. I get it. I'm not saying that they're not. But, you know, I'm watching the White Sox and Reds this weekend, and the crowd in Chicago breaks out into a sell the team chant. That's not directed at Nicky Lopez.
Exactly right.
Although I'm sure he doesn't feel good about it. But, you know, I would not blame fans at all. If they wanted to go to the game last night, and maybe they packed that place because they want ownership to hear from them. And unfortunately, the guys on the ice are going to catch some shrapnel.
Yeah, I think going forward, there needs to be a big discussion about that with Jackets fans being able to voice their opinions. And if next season doesn't start the way you want it to, if they don't nail this GM hire, if some of that stuff, you know, even then it's going to be a rebuild, right? But at some
level,
it
always is, Bone.
I feel like you're right. Tomorrow would be the time because you don't know what's coming for the future. But right now, the effort from front office on down has not been good enough the last, you know, 20 years. You need to make it known that you're not happy with that. If you're going to that game tomorrow, I hope you get a chance to do that.
This season especially, where the way things wound up with Babcock, it's almost like ownership knew and they were just going to punt on the entire season.
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to do? I guess we'll just meet back here in a year. Sound good? Okay. Meanwhile, your season ticket prices stayed the same, didn't they? They didn't punt on charging you money.
I'm guessing they're not going down next year.
No.
So that's
I think they're going up for some people next year.
Probably are. Yeah, probably are.
Yikes is next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got an accident on the left shoulder of northbound 270 on the east outer belt after Morse Road. Emergency crews are on scene there causing some delay. And we also have a crash blocking the right lane on northbound 270 again on the east outer belt after 33. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at Ohio Basement Authority. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Please subscribe to the podcast if you don't already. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Are you ready for some yikes?
Let's do it.
I'm going to kick things off today with a positive yikes. A man named Tom and his wife Kathy stopped into a local Cincinnati area diner for some breakfast. When it was time to pay the bill, the restaurant manager said it had been taken care of by Bengals head coach Zach Taylor. Yikes. In fact, Taylor made a point to approach the couple, thank them for being fans. See, both Tom and Kathy were wearing their Bengals gear, as they frequently do. Coach says that he will, on occasion, do things like this if he sees folks decked out in team gear. So if you're shopping for a Porsche and you notice that Zach Taylor is also in the dealership, run to your car, quickly change into the full uniform you should have stored in your trunk for just this occasion. And then who knows? Maybe he picks up the tab. Yikes.
Las Vegas, no likey, the A's. A poll done by Emerson College found that only 32% of respondents reacted favorably to the idea of their tax money in Las Vegas or in the state of Nevada going toward the construction of a new baseball stadium for the Athletics. Yikes. In fact, a formidable 52% voted in opposition. Also, yikes. The teachers union there is not for it. The mayor of Las Vegas seems to not be for it. The only person who does want it is the failed son of a couple of Gap founders who bought the A's without ever really doing anything substantial in his life. He seems like a loser. He is a loser. Yikes.
Portland Trailblazers guard Delano Banton. He set an absurd NBA record for three-point futility in a single game. Yikes. He produced the single worst three-point shooting performance in NBA history by missing all 15 of his attempts. Yikes. And to top it all off, he was ejected in the fourth quarter for committing a flagrant foul. Yikes. On the bright side, he did make 6 2-point shots and finished with 17 points. The NBA record for most total shot attempts in a game without a make, it's held by Tim Hardaway. He once went 0 for 17. Yikes.
Usually the Takeout is a nice little food website that I find many fat boy food tips to share with all my fellow fatties. Today, it was a source of my rage. Here's the headline. Taco Bell's Agua Refrescas proved the brand still doesn't understand Mexican cuisine.
Okay. All right.
So Taco Bell is testing new Agua Refrescas at one of its restaurants in California. The new drinks come in strawberry passion fruit, peach mango, and dragon fruit berry. Sell for $3.99 for a 16-ounce cup. They're made using freeze-dried fruit, artificial colors, and a green tea base. Here's the commentary from the author of this article. This is her words now. While I understand putting your own spin on something, Taco Bell has once again morphed the original item so far from its original form that it's basically unrecognizable. Of course, it's common sense to most people that Taco Bell does not serve actual Mexican food, but as the brand leans into that side of its inspiration, it may want to make that distinction more clear. Thanks for the warning, takeout writer. The next time I order from The Hut, I'll also be confused, wondering if my pizza experience truly is authentic Italia. Where would we be without you? Yikes.
Over the weekend, the Saudi Super Cup was played in the world of soccer. This was between Al-Ittihad and Al-Hilal, where Al-Ittihad got the better of Al-Hilal. After the game, an Al-Hilal fan was not happy with one of the Al-Ittihad players. Abderrazak Hamdallah for Al-Ittihad was walking off the field when one of the fans of the Al-Hilal team was yelling something at him. Then the player, Hamdallah, had a water bottle in his hand, squirted some water at the fan and said, whatever he said, lighten up, Francis, I don't know. Video then shows the striker being assaulted by a whip.
Oh, no.
That the fan had brought with him to the game.
Famous.
Yikes.
Indiana Jones.
So I don't know. It seems bad when you're allowed to bring a whip into a stadium. Number one, yikes. Number two, maybe don't whip it out when you're arguing with another player. That's not good. Yikes. Good news. Otherwise, the Saudi League, no one has any concerns about it. So this will be just fine. Yikes.
Maybe they had to go through a metal detector, but there's no metal in the whip.
Unless
he hit it in his pants.
Yeah, unless, I don't know, maybe there's something in the handle that's metallic of some kind, like a decorative thing. You're right. It's a bad deal.
The NBA had a yikes clock error during the Lakers-Grizzlies game. The NBA confirmed that they played an extra minute and 6 seconds due to the clock error. Yikes. The Lakers scored 4 points in that span and finished with 123 points for the game. Their team total for the game was set at 121.5. So that means their team total went over due to the extra added time. I hope you didn't bet on the under. Yikes.
Have you been enjoying Charles Barkley and Gail King's new CNN show called King Charles? Well, you're the only one if you are, because after 6 months on the air, it's been canceled due to terrible ratings. Yikes. Why did Chuck even sign up to do this? Who knows? But I saw that its March 13th episode generated just 416,000 total viewers, which has been declared a disaster. Or as Skip Bayless calls it, the holy grail of ratings numbers.
I was just going to say, Undisputed would have a parade if they got that.
Yikes!
I'm going to give a yikes to myself, because somewhere along the way, maybe I've always been like this, but of late I've noticed I've become one of the clumsiest people walking the planet. If you ever watch those infomercials where they're trying to sell you a new form of Tupperware or maybe like a car washing kit, and they always show the person who's struggling with their current way where they can't figure out how to open a drawer without Tupperware exploding on them, or they hold the wash bucket and spill it everywhere. That's now me. That's what I do. I'm like the goofball in all these slapstick comedies you see, whether it be Abbott Costello or something more recent from like this century. I today was getting in my car, dropped my pen that I had, apparently that I was holding, underneath. That just didn't just hit the ground. It rolled underneath the car. Put all my stuff down, got under the car, fished it out, then picked all my stuff back up, which included a beverage and like three or four other things. Went to sit down in the car, banged my head on the door as I got into the car, and then proceeded to drop the drink in my lap.
You're Mr. Bean.
Yes, it was.
You're British people.
I wish someone had filmed it, because it would actually be really funny to watch if it wasn't just me doing it by myself on accident. I'm a klutz. Yikes.
Poor T-Bone.
Thanks, Teddy.
All right. Our guy, local hero Jason Day, he had a yikes moment at the Masters. On Friday, he started the round wearing a sweater vest that had Malbon Golf Championship in huge letters. Malbon is the name of the apparel company that sponsors Jason Day. It's not a real event. He was asked by Masters officials to take it off because of its, I guess, loudness, I'd say. He did take it off because he wanted to be respectful and didn't want to be a distraction. Now, if you really enjoy the vest, you can buy it from Malbon for the low, low price of $248. Yikes.
Thank you, Teddy.
I actually feel like maybe the move there was Jason Day probably got that from the sponsor and was like, I have to wear this. And they're like, yeah, this is what we want you to wear. And then he probably phones up his agent and is like, could you kindly let the PGA Tour and the Masters people know what I'll be wearing and have them pitch a fit about it so I don't have to wear this thing any more than I have to? I would have done that at least. I would have tried to get out of wearing it if I could have.
It is comforting to know that the worst of all time will never let you down. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some stop-and-go traffic causing a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 33 between 270 and Post Road, and that's on the west outer belt. And you'll hit a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS. Or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The dumb is strong with this show. You're listening to Man and Bone.
You know, there's something comforting about someone you can count on, even if it's someone you can count on to do absolutely horrible things all the time. Mm-hmm. And that is Major League Baseball umpire Angel Hernandez. He is the worst. I cannot believe he still has a job. Being a Major League Baseball umpire is like being elected to the Supreme Court. The only way you lose that job is to die. That's
or,
it.
Or to decide to retire.
Or you resign.
Step down. Yeah, that's right.
Which these umpires never do. But anyway, Angel Hernandez over the weekend, he was umping the Astros and the Texas Rangers. Rangers had Wyatt Langford at the plate. He gets called out on three straight pitches. Three straight pitches that are out of the strike zone. The last one missed outside by 6.78 inches. Okay? Think about that for a second. Look, this is a hard job. I understand. You got balls coming in at 101, and you got to decide as they're moving, did this thing cross the plate? And was the height the right height? Right? So umpires are doing a hard job. I acknowledge it. We do, however, have science that tells us how good of a job they're doing. Angel Hernandez, with that science, scores the worst every year. This missed by 6.78 inches. This was the largest miss on a called strikeout in umpire auditor history. History.
That's bad.
Now,
man.
This is just with the modern technology, of course. Trust me. If we go back retroactively and we could put this technology on old calls, Eric Gregg,
oh, you know, sure.
He's missing balls by 11 inches.
There's plenty of guys who, to your point, in a bygone era, were not even close on this. The strike zone was different back then, and yeah, all these other things can be true, but
he's the worst of what we have now. And it's consistent.
It's not even a question.
No, it's consistent.
It's a statistical fact. And I do think that's one of the things that, you know, baseball, you can talk about the charm of it, you can talk about all these things that we've, you know, that we say baseball is, and what it matters is that there's no clock and there's room for all these little idiosyncrasies of baseball. But we now have it where you have players, catchers, hitting a pad either on their wrist or on their knee pad that automatically tells the pitcher what pitch they want without even signaling, because they don't want to have somebody stealing signs. So we've gotten rid of that charm of baseball. We have got a pitch clock now that forces you to get the ball in at a certain time so we can speed up the game, which is good, but it takes away from the charm of baseball, right? Even eliminating the shift, which I know some people didn't like, but they did that in part to get baseball to be what baseball used to be. Maybe it is time. I don't think maybe is the answer. It is time to bring in the thing they're using at every other level of professional baseball, but Major League Baseball. That is the robo-umps. They tested it single A, double A, triple A, all the above.
Yes, that's right. We're going to go to that at some point. I don't know when it's going to be. The simple solution now is to take the worst umpires you have and say, please go away. And then you take statistically the best umpires that you have in minor league baseball and promote them.
You know what? If that were a possibility, I would agree with you. Remember that Major League Baseball switched the rule? They got it voted in the new CBA, where it used to take a year for them to make any rules changes. Now Major League Baseball can make a rules change in 60 days. And I've seen a lot of people point to that and say, yeah, they're going to use that to get rid of umpires, or to take that balls and strikes out of their hands if they ever go to robo-umps. That's how they're going to do it, is that 60-day rule. And the reason is because I think there are more people. We'll ask Jason Stark when he gets on here, you know, in about half an hour. I think that's because the Major League Baseball Umpires Union is so powerful, and Major League Baseball has no ability to change what is going on with them, that they'd rather change the rules of baseball than deal with the umpires. That's where we're at with this stupid thing.
I know. Yankees have apparently made it official that radio play-by-play man John Sterling is retiring effective immediately. He will be honored at Yankee Stadium on Saturday. I know he's up there in age. Had he been working this season at all?
You know what? I have no idea. I know that I remember them saying there were some health concerns.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what's going on
there. He's been doing it a long time. He's an old man.
We wish him the best.
We wish him the best.
Yeah.
He's one of the all-time greats in terms of screw ups, and you know, we can do two things at once. We can wish him well and also celebrate some good John Sterling calls.
Absolutely. I think we can do both.
This is John Sterling being hit with a foul ball while announcing. This is from last year.
Here is the 2-2 to Alex. Swung on and drilled to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Over the right center field wall.
Actually, you know what? That's not right.
That's not him getting hit by the ball. That is a different screw up.
That is a different screw up. But let me do the foul ball one first.
All right, play that one.
And then we'll move on.
And Holmes at the belt. And now the 3-2 swung on. A pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
There was a time last year where T-Bone made me keep playing that.
I did.
So he could laugh every time.
Listen, it's not about the man getting hit.
It's a little bit about that.
No, it's about the way the confidence level is like, and it's hit right back here. And he goes from like powerful voice man to seven-year-old right. Who stubbed his toe.
Ow.
Which is just a human reaction.
Any
of us feel that way when you get hit like that. Yeah.
All right, more John Sterling.
Pitch, 1-2. Swung on, hit the air to right. Back goes Stanton on the track at the wall, leaping, and she is gone. It is a home run. They're all waiting. And why are they waiting?
Because Stanton caught the ball.
Coming off the field is Chapman. Stanton never threw the ball back in. Oh, Stanton just robbed Chapman of a home run. Wow. What a play by Stanton.
Was that recorded on the toilet?
I think that one is probably someone filming it from their TV where they were watching it and it happened. I'm guessing.
Okay.
We've got other ones, but he has missed plenty of these, doesn't know where the ball is.
Here's the 1-0. Swung on, there it goes. Deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. But caught. At the wall, caught by Tapia. Boy, I thought that was gone. So Stanton got close. He sent Tapia back to the wall to make the catch. And the Yankees come up just empty. That would have tied the game.
You know what? I'm going to say something nice about John Sterling, though we have bagged on him for years. You call the amount of baseball that guy's called, you're going to miss a few things. I know a lot of Yankees fans today are like despondent that this guy is not going to be calling games
anymore.
Hey,
he's their guy.
Right.
I get it.
So, I mean, I will say that for him. Obviously, I think it's 36 years he's done Yankees broadcast, over 60 years in broadcasting. Let him live. He has had some absolute clunkers, like anybody in this business I'm sure has.
An NBA player is missing free throws in the name of free chicken. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find a holdup due to an accident on northbound 270 on the east outer belt after Morse Road. It is stop and go from Easton Way. And a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership, make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
Yankees radio voice John Sterling is retiring, effective immediately. He will be honored at Yankee Stadium on Saturday. We hope he's feeling well, but we've been reliving some of his best moments. Here's one that you and me put together.
Mm-hmm.
This is, here's the backstory here. There was a rumor years ago that Bobby Flay and Giada De Laurentiis from the Food Network were secretly dating.
I mean, and that rumor may have been started by us, may not have been, well, but we definitely perpetuated it because we wanted it to be true.
Then we started to think, well, what if they were sending sexy food text messages to each other?
Yes.
You know, and then we started to think, what if John Sterling and his radio partner, Susan Waldman, were sending sexy food text messages?
Actually, I think it was that they were reading the sexy text messages. That's what this was.
Okay,
they were
whatever it was.
They were reading the Bobby Flay messages. That's, for some reason, we decided that would be a good idea.
All right. So just for the case of full transparency here, Bone played the part of John Sterling.
I think they'll figure
and
this out.
And I was Susan Waldman.
I think they'll figure that out.
I can't stop thinking about you as I spoon out this locally sourced cream corn into a casserole pan.
That's so romantic. I'm pounding out some veal right now, getting ready to lightly saute it in a red wine demi-glace.
You're making me hot. Almost as hot and creamy as this New England clam chowder I had for lunch. It was packed full of potatoes. Just like I'd like to pack you full of potatoes.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I think I took it too far.
I'm wearing nothing but cheesecloth right now.
LOL. Sexy. I'm only wearing an oven mitt.
I'll be over soon. I have an appearance at a farmer's market this afternoon.
I can't wait to get you from that farm to this table.
LOL.
Is somebody reading sexy food texts? Well, if so, Gaffietti wants to put his breadstick in somebody's foie gras right now. All right.
How did you get in here? And who the hell are you?
I've seen you before. You're the winner, winner, chicken dinner guy.
You know it, brother.
I hate your face.
When we come back, I'm going to teach this broad how to dance. Only on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I remember why we had those two reading text messages from Bobby Flay.
Why?
And Giada De Laurentiis. It doesn't matter. But do you remember when the Dolphins players
were harassing each other? It was Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito.
I think that's right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely Richie Incognito.
And their text came out.
Yes. And so then we had celebrities read the text messages. And then I think later on, they were one of the celebrity groups that we had reading text messages. So when we found out Bobby Flay and Giada were having a thing, we made up text messages they sent and then had the same dumb bit for a fake text message.
Dumb bit.
A stupid bit.
I got concerned.
You stupid bit. You are such a dumb bit.
You see me turn white over there, Teddy?
How was Brazil? Bad b****s everywhere.
Ridiculous. Best trip of my life, John.
Nice. You have to pay for chicks?
Both. Lots of randoms, lot of hooks.
Damn. I bet they were all on point. You back in Florida now?
Yeah, where you at? Most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
NorCal at Stanford.
How's training going?
Good, bro. Just been out here grinding.
You're getting stronger? You couldn't possibly get any weaker.
Yeah, getting there. At 317 right now.
Nice!
Ha ha ha. I stay swole, bro.
I can't let this go for another 40 seconds.
40 more seconds.
40 more seconds. That was the Richie Incognito Jonathan Martin text conversation.
Yeah, so that inspired the other stupid thing that we did. This is dumb. All of it's dumb.
It's not gonna stop us from playing it some more.
Oh good. What else do we have? I don't even remember what we did, how many times we did this.
Didn't we have
We've done stuff with John Sterling and Susan Waldman. I don't remember what else we did. I know we did some dumb things.
Didn't we have like a Thursday night football audition?
Oh, yes. This was when Thursday night football was going to become a thing and we were auditioning new pairs to be the voice of Thursday night football.
I don't know where it is though.
Well, dude, that's where Paula Poundstone and Greta Van Susteren, I believe, had their big broadcast debut where they were doing the same show. I think. I could be wrong.
Did you find it?
Because I have the... Ted's which one do it. You have?
Ted's got everything.
Do you have Sterling or do you have Paula Poundstone?
I think I have the Sterling, but
Let me check it first. Then don't tell me you have it if you don't know what it is. Oh, man.
That's all. Hey, he thought he had it.
I'm looking right at it. No, that's not it.
All right. Here's the Thursday night football audition.
With who?
With Paula Poundstone and Greta Van Susteren.
All right, let's do that.
Oh, yeah, it's NFL football. How's it going? I'm Paula Poundstone here talking about football with my good colleague, Greta Van Susteren. Ah, thanks, Paula Poundstone. Good to talk with you. Glad we got to finally team up and talk a little football, maybe talk a little politics, talk about anthem protests, whatever you want to talk about. This is one of the greatest things ever. Get to talk with my good friend, Greta Van Susteren. I'm Paula Poundstone. Definitely not Greta Van Susteren. There's definitely two of us definitely in this booth. I don't know about you, Greta Van Poundstone, but I can't tell if I want to make out with you right now or fight you. How about we do both? Well, that was a new experience for me. I don't know about you, but I kind of like that, Paula Poundstone. Yeah, great event, Susteren. I think we should do that all the time. Hey, what's going on with the game? I can't think about football when I'm staring right back at you. Me neither.
I want to say the only reason we did any of the other ones was just to do that one. I want to say that's what happened. Was we said, what if we did that? And then we said, we got to do some other ones.
Well, then we had Paula Poundstone and Greta Van Susteren making NFL draft picks.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
I don't remember.
With this will be number 8 pick in the 2019 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Brian Burns, outside linebacker from Florida State. I'm Paula Poundstone. Now here's Greta Van Susteren with the 9th pick in the draft. Oh, thanks, Paula. Definitely a different person for a different pick. I'm Greta Van Susteren. Definitely not Paula Poundstone. At number 9, the Buffalo Bills select Jonah Williams, offensive lineman from Alabama. Are you still there, Paula Poundstone? You know it, Greta. God, how I've missed you.
It always ends in that.
Does it?
It always ends.
I hadn't picked up on that. Yeah. I wasn't sure if maybe there was a turn or a twist in any of these.
Yeah.
Okay. Still didn't find the John Sterling one, huh? That just doesn't exist.
I'll look.
No.
While you do this NBA story about free chicken, I'm going to look.
All right. So Boban Marjanovic, he is a giant man. I believe, Teddy, he was in John Wick, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's got a role in one of the Wick films.
I did not know that.
I think he does.
I need to check that out.
He's a large man who plays in the NBA. He used to play for the Clippers. The Clippers have a promotion where if the opposing team misses a certain number of free throws, everybody there gets free chicken. It's a little reward they do to try to get you to boo the opposing team when they're shooting free throws. Well, now Marjanovic doesn't play for them. He plays for the Rockets. And his team was up 105-97 in the waning moments of their game at the Clippers last night. So he walks up to the line, second free throw. His team's fully in the lead. They know they're going to win this game. He looks around. Here's the crowd booing. He remembers the free chicken thing from when he played there. And he points to the crowd and goes, don't worry, I got you. And then he shoots the free throw, misses it, and then puts his hand up and the whole crowd cheers. And he goes, you're welcome, kind of gesture. So it appears he missed a free throw to give the crowd free chicken. And you know what? I approve of that. Yeah, it's a meaningless end of season NBA game. The game was already decided.
I
missed a free throw. It's
T-Bone
fine.
Here for point shaving. Hey, we made a mistake. So they didn't do a Thursday Night Football edition.
They didn't?
Sterling and Waldman did not do it. Instead, we have Evan Turner and Guy Fieri. We have Mike Francesa and Scott Stapp.
Okay.
We have Jay Burson and Yarmo. And then we had Paula Poundstone and Greta Van Susteren.
Okay, well, we heard that one.
Is there anyone that strikes your fancy?
I mean, Yarmo and Jay Burson would probably be a fun one. Let's hear that.
Okay, here we go.
Second down and 7, Saints and Vikings. Drew Brees throws a pass for a first down to Michael Thomas. Hey, Michael Thomas, good Buckeye, my guy, hello!
Yes, I don't care about the Buckeyes.
You don't care about the Buckeyes?
No, the Buckeyes are not the main attraction, is what I hear. I hear the pros are what the main attraction should be.
Maybe if you played some defense like the Buckeyes, you wouldn't be 5th in the Metro, you piece of shit.
Yes, the defense is the great thing for the Buckeyes. How did the defense do against Iowa?
Oh, now we're going to talk about that again, Yarmo. You couldn't get enough of it out in the pre-production meeting. Now, them fighting words.
Oh, yeah, bring it, little
I'm
man.
I'm going to kill you, Yarmo Kekalago.
This suit is so tight it cut off my circulation, but it will also cut off your head.
I'm jumping rope with your intestines.
That's not my intestine. That is something else.
All right, you win the fight and life, apparently.
That's right.
I never have seen anything like that in my whole life. Is that a 5.5-foot tapeworm, or you just happen to see me?
You know what I took from that?
What?
The good old days. We were 5th of the Metro.
Yeah. Fighting for a playoff spot.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Those are the good old days.
Yeah, man.
5th in the Metro.
You know what's also great is when you're stupid and you don't have a good memory. Things that you did a while
you laugh
ago.
At your own crap,
you're like,
don't you?
I forgot we did that.
Oh,
that
was... it's stupid.
Oh.
If you want more stupid, we'll do it next.
Good.
Plus, the U.S. government is wasting taxpayer dollars on terrible spring football. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the west side between Wilson Road and Hague Avenue, and a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between 33 and 270. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zbart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zbart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Zbart window tint. Zbart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
No college education, and it shows. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically their world-class, award-winning sports book. I have no idea if it's actually won awards, but you know what? I just created an award.
What's the award?
World's best sports book.
That we like.
I created it.
Oh, you did?
So I give the award.
The Common Man's.
To Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Best sports book award.
Yes,
2024. Yeah.
Inaugural.
An igloo. No?
Gerald Ford mauled by wolves.
Inaugural.
Yes.
There you go.
So go there and see the award-winning sports book at Hollywood Casino Columbus. It's there for you. It's there for your friends and family members and children.
Well,
as long as they're over 21. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This tickled me today, even though it was written by the Antichrist, Mike Florio.
Oh, well, that's got to be something if you're putting a Florio piece in here voluntarily.
Well, Teddy put it in my prep because he's an idiot. Okay. But I read it and I wasn't aware of it, and now I am. The biggest sponsorship that the UFL has, the Spring Football League, is the U.S. Army. The U.S. Army pays the UFL $11 million this year.
Okay.
Okay? Steve Bennion of military.com didn't know it was a thing.
I don't know about you. I read it every time.
Okay,
on Military Mondays is when I read that website.
Recently took a look at the pros and cons of the deal. Bennion writes that internal data shows the UFL sponsorship will result in only 160 to 891 recruits, which I found very interesting because in my mind, like someone goes to a recruiting center.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you want to join the Army? Oh, okay. And how did you hear about us? Oh, the UFL. Okay, the UFL.
Right.
Very good.
I'm going to guess that their first impressions, wouldn't most people put down the news? Wouldn't that be where you hear about them first?
Apparently not.
The first place I heard about you was the news.
I was watching the St. Louis Battle Cats, whatever the hell they're called, and...
Battle Hawks, and I saw a commercial
for the U.S. Army. I never gave any thought to joining before, but damn it, you won me over. So there's that.
The selection boxes are the news, the wars,
Saving Private Ryan,
and then spring football. You're like, damn it, I only heard about it from Inglourious Bastards. It's not on here. I guess I put other then. Other is what I put.
This report says that the arrangement, the $11 million sponsorship, only became finalized after a push from General Randy George. He is the Army's chief of staff, and he reportedly pressed for the deal despite the officials around him warning against the idea. So they're speculating that perhaps this $11 million, which is, you know, coming from the Army, which is coming from taxpayer funding, all of that could just be because some high-profile generals wanted to press the flesh with the Rock.
Oh,
they got their jollies off of that.
And now, again, let's be clear. The Rock being a part of the UFL and all that and having a big role in this, why do you think he thought that would be a good idea? He knows things like this will happen. He knows there might be some people who run giant companies that want to pay money to the organization that might just want to get to meet him or other celebrities that are involved. And what a great way to help get them in the door. The problem, to your point, is that that money is supposed to generally, you would think, result in some recruits. You said maybe it results in like less than 1,000 recruits, either way you slice
it. The internal numbers they speculate is 160 to 891 recruits.
Okay. So less than 1,000, and it was $11 million sponsorship.
$11 million.
That probably ain't the return on investment they typically get.
Well, that's what people are speculating.
Yeah.
That this wasn't really a good play here. They just wanted to feel like VIPs with The Rock.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, too, I mean...
Also, if you use promo code ROCK when you go to Army.com, you get to choose the basic training venue of your choice.
No, you actually get a drill instructor at basic who yells at you, but only in ROCK insults. She's like, what's your name, recruit? It doesn't matter what your name is! Shave your head and shut your mouth. Just yells at him.
John Sterling's here.
I'm sorry, it was. I don't really have much of a commanding voice. I couldn't do a ROCK. I'm sorry.
How you doing over there, Timmy? Been rather quiet today.
Oh, we're good, boys. How are you today?
I just miss you. That's all.
Yeah. Bone,
I'm glad you're here.
Want to hear some more bad production?
Yeah, what do you got over there?
Well, this is when they were introducing Thursday Night Football on Fox. They were interviewing announcers. They were auditioning announcers.
Sure.
And so we have Evan Turner and Guy Fieri. We have Mike Francesa and Scott Stapp. Those are the two we haven't heard from
let's
yet.
Go with that second option.
Mike Francesa and Scott Stapp. All right, here you go. Sure.
Okay, it looks like the Browns and the Colts, they are scoreless here. We are midway through the second quarter, First Energy Field. This is pathetic. The Browns have the ball, but no one cares. No one's watching.
Yeah, the yellow line is not official, yeah.
Okay, who was the ad genius that came up with the idea that some washed-up singer should be on with me, the sports pope, as I do a football game? Now, granted, no one's watching this garbage, okay, but why are you here? What do you even do here?
Check out these Color Rush uniforms, sports pope, yeah!
Yeah, that's what the people want to hear about, the Color Rush
uniforms.
Color
Rush!
Second down, I don't even know who's playing quarterback for the Browns, they're terrible, but he just threw an incomplete. Oh, look, a delay of game as well, that's good, the play didn't even count because there's delay
play
of game.
Play clock ran down, yeah!
Are you just going to yell in random?
Yeah! Let's go to our officials expert, Mike Pereira, yeah!
We didn't have the budget for Mike Pereira. There is no Mike Pereira to go to. Maybe you should have come to a production meeting. Maybe that would have helped.
Joe Buck's hair plugs, yeah.
All right, it's third down, and I'm putting a gun in my mouth. There we go.
That one was rough.
Yeah.
That was rough, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Sandpaper on the genitals.
I noticed you were leaning heavily on the
That was even piss poor by me because he doesn't get into it
as much as you could have. That's fair.
All right, let's redeem ourselves. Perhaps Evan Turner.
I don't think so.
And Food Network's Guy Fieri.
To Thursday Night Football on Fox. I'm Evan Turner with my partner here, Guy Fieri.
All right, I'm so excited to do football. Yeah!
Packers lead the Bears 17-10 in the third quarter. Packers now with a 1st and 10 on their own 25.
I love Green Bay, man. I love those cheese curds, brother. You get off at the airport and all they've got is cheese, cheese, cheese. Yeah, stopped up for weeks. That's right.
We just missed 3 plays with you talking about cheese.
I like cheese from everywhere. Gouda. I like Gouda cheese a lot. I like to melt that, put some donkey sauce on it. Oh, yeah.
How do you ever go to the bathroom? How are you not clogged up for like 4 weeks at a time for all the cheese you eat?
I got no idea what you said just now, brother, but boy, I love cheese. Wish they had a cheese bowl. Just like a Super Bowl, but with cheese.
We just missed a touchdown because you can't keep your eyes on the field and talking about cheese.
Coming up next on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
This is Thursday Night Football, you
Oh, brother, you can't say that on primetime. I know that.
All right, that was slightly better.
Oh, okay.
We enjoyed that one.
I'll take your word for it.
The Peanut Gallery enjoyed that one?
Tickling Ted.
All right. The funny thing is, that's my new album, Tickling Ted.
Ted is very ticklish. Most people don't know that.
He is between the thighs.
Like an Elmo doll back here.
It is, really. He's a giggle monster over there.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark. Coming up next, Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got a couple of slow spots out there. A 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 17th Avenue. And you'll hit another 5-minute slowdown on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
He likes baseball. He likes solar eclipses. He likes Shohei Ohtani. But he loves roast beef sandwiches. It's time for Jason's Beef with everyone's favorite baseball writer, podcaster, author, and former mustache owner, Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
The Hall of Famer, Jason Stark, joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Mike.
How was your trip to Austin, Texas for the eclipse?
Yeah, it was amazing. Amazing. The only thing that would have been better would be if I could have watched that eclipse with you guys at an Arby's.
Oh, you have no idea. Well, you did watch it with French people. How did that come about?
Oh, yeah, well, I didn't know that that was going to come about. We needed a spot that was not actually in Austin, Texas, because Austin was going to have cloud cover and rain. So we went north and west of Austin because that's where we had a shot at clear skies. And so we wound our way through the countryside for an hour or maybe an hour and a half. And when we got to this farm where they had spots for us, they said, oh, we have 200 people here. There's a big busload from France. And they were like the French eclipse team. They were into it, man. Every single one of them had a telescope and a huge camera. It was impressive. We weren't nearly as impressive as them, but the clouds cleared and we had amazing weather. And it was just a powerful experience, as everybody in Ohio knows now. I can tell you that when it was over, I hugged everybody I was with, all 27 of them, because it's an emotional thing to experience.
You know, that's interesting, because we've talked to you about this before, where you love the solar eclipse, but we once brought up a lunar eclipse, and it was like we punched you in the genitals. You didn't care at all about the lunar eclipse.
Well, look, the moon plays a great role in making the solar eclipse spectacular. But the lunar eclipse, well, like, tell me what the appeal of the lunar eclipse would be. It's already dark out.
Can't get much more dark than it already is, right?
Yeah, exactly. The solar eclipse is just I said this to you before. We've all lived our time on the Earth, like, as long as we can remember, and we know what it looks like. But when you see a solar eclipse, that ain't it. The whole world and everything around you changes for just a few minutes, and it's something incredible to experience. Again, you guys You guys did your whole show from outside, right? So don't you know what I'm talking about?
We did the first two segments outside, and then we came back in. We saw everything. We saw it get dark. We saw coyotes come out and start to nip at us. We we saw it all. We had the experience.
Good. I'm glad. You know, it's funny. Like, I don't know if it struck you when they played that introduction, that open. We've been laughing about the part that I love solar eclipses for how many years now, and then the solar eclipse came to you, and now you get it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. No, I will say, Jason, watching that myself, I had one of those moments where, like, this is a weird comparison, but in the movie Independence Day, when all the ships land over the various cities and everyone's out there like, what's it going to do? And the whole world experienced, obviously, tragedy in that moment, but they all were experiencing at the same time, like, what are we witnessing? This celestial thing above and beyond what we can comprehend. That's what I kind of felt, was we're standing there going, there's people all over the, you know, all over the U.S. and parts of Canada and other parts of the world that are seeing this, and they're all having the same moment right around the same time. It did feel incredibly connecting in that moment. So I'll give you that, too.
Yeah, it's a really good way to put it, T-Bone, because there just aren't that many experiences that we share in life quite like that, you know, where people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people, I guess in this case millions, right?
Yeah.
Experience that same overpowering emotion as humans. And the thing that's different from when that happens at like an Ohio State game is it happened from Nova Scotia to Mexico, and in the case of our country, from Mexico to the border in Texas and Arkansas. And that's an incredible geographical swath to cut for anything to happen where we can share that experience. It's amazing. I think you captured it well. The other thing that was incredible to me is, you know, I've now watched an eclipse in two really remote places. One was on the side of a mountain in Oregon in 2017 that you would never find without GPS, and then on a farm that you would never go visit in Texas unless there was some powerful reason to do that. And I had the feeling watching all these people arrive in these remote places. You know that scene at the end of Field of Dreams? You know, people will come.
Of course.
And the cars are lining up for miles, and here they come to this remote spot. That's what it felt like. All these people assembling in a place that made no logical sense to assemble except for the event that they knew was coming and this experience that they were about to have and that they would then never forget. It's really amazing when you think of it that way.
I feel like we have to be listening to Enya right now when we have this conversation. Yeah. We need some new age music.
Well, it's funny, Jason, that sentence you just uttered is the exact same thing Mike said about White Sox baseball not too long ago. So it's really
it's
a communal experience.
We
everyone
all have
travels.
An out-of-body experience, but we wish we were dead.
Yeah, they're often linked, White Sox baseball and solar eclipses.
Right.
When you were talking to the French people in Texas, did they also, they may not know anything about baseball, but they know how bad Angel Hernandez is at his job?
You know, he didn't come up. It's funny.
No? All right.
So you're not a fan of Angel, apparently?
Oh, stop. Nobody is. I've said becoming a Major League Baseball umpire is like being elected to the Supreme Court. The only way that you lose that job is if you die or you resign.
Well, there've been a few guys they've pushed out and asked to retire and all that. I'm not sure exactly why Angel didn't get that memo. See, you must have seen the three consecutive pitches in that Rangers game that he called strikes on Wyatt Langford. Is that part of what inspired this?
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Jason. Is he going to be known as the father of the robo-ump when they actually do bring that to Major League Baseball? They'll call it like the Angel Hernandez rule. Is it that level where it's going to, he's the impetus to get this done?
I like it. I can tell you, as somebody who writes and talks about these new rules all the time, that his name comes up in this context, almost every time something like this is coming, that Angel Hernandez moment that you're trying to avert. And I can tell you that this spring, as I was poking around, trying to figure out, all right, what's the future of the robo-ump? His name definitely comes up in that context, because at the very least, you need to be able to appeal the abysmal and ridiculous Angel Hernandez strike three call, correct, or ball four call. So that's the benefit of the challenge system. But it's the people who want full-time robot umps every pitch that really bring him up. You know, most umpires are reasonably competent, and they might miss a pitch because they're human. But he's a different category, and trying to find some technology that makes what he does impossible is the goal of a lot of people. I think we can all agree on that.
Jason, I could talk to you for an hour. Unfortunately, we're out of time, so we'll talk next week instead. All right?
Okay, so this is it for eclipses until Iceland?
No, not at all. We're going to keep bringing up eclipses.
We want to go to Iceland or Greenland. Preferably Greenland is where we want to be for that one. So if you'll join us, we'll go.
Greenland over Iceland.
More remote, the better.
We want to harpoon some seals.
Or elk or whatever they have.
Whatever they have there.
Yeah.
I don't know what they have there. Do some research and let me know.
We're also going to bring the singer seal with us
to help, yes, just to serenade us as we watch this.
Ba-da. How great would that be if you're watching the eclipse and you have Seal right next to you singing Kiss from a Rose?
Yeah, that'd be incredible.
Is that in your budget, Mike?
Oh man, I don't know. Maybe
Seal's not in this guy's budget,
might
Jason.
Be an eclipse fan, though.
He's a big fan of the show, listens to the podcast.
I bet.
Thank you, Jason.
Great talking to you guys. Thanks.
Jason's beef with our guy, the Hall of Famer, Jason Stark, on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Things are moving slowly on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70, and expect a couple-minute slowdown on northbound 315 between Kinnear Road and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Z-Bart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Z-Bart undercoating, Rhino Lining spray-on bedliners, and Z-Bart window tint. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Roundtable, the season finale of Buckeye Roundtable, coming up top of the hour with our fine guy, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, my Eclipsers. That was a nice little conversation. That Jason Stark.
Oh, he's into it, man.
I think every listener can tell that's not an act.
No, that's not a bit.
That is a man that is genuinely interested in
by them. He feels the power. He's hanging out with French people in remote Texas, and he's hugging them.
Yeah, that's not just a hobby for him anymore. That is a guy that has put time and money and resources into traveling. He is the eclipse chaser, and I think we all got to experience if it's coming to us, we shouldn't miss it on purpose.
Oh,
try
absolutely.
To go out there and soak some of it in. Even though we had to work and we couldn't sneak up to where we had the complete totality, we got the 99%.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset now that we had that tiny sliver of sunlight. I wanted that corona.
Oh, well, and you know
I
what?
Wanted that circular golden ring just shining all around that.
It doesn't make a noise. I know you're
does.
Doing that for the radio.
Yeah,
that's
no,
good.
It actually made a noise.
Actually, because my family was up in Marysville where they did have totality.
Let's
and
be nice.
Seeing their pictures and mine, the differences, even with that little bit, it made a whole heck of a lot of difference. And their pictures, my wife took them with her cell phone, and she could get an exact, you could see the moon and the sun. You could see the whole thing.
That's Mike and I, we were looking for that total darkness.
Yeah, I wanted it.
We wanted it colder and darker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're close.
I wanted dead people to just punch out of their graves.
Just zombie arms.
Fists going through the soil.
Right through the grass.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Times. Yeah. And then they slowly slink back into the coffins when they realize that it's over.
It's done.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
they get 3 to 5 minutes. That's it.
Yeah. I would have been, you know what? Like the Purge, but like for gravesites.
It's like our day, you bastard.
Yeah. We got to have that for Halloween. The Purge Cemetery, where it's just all the laws of physics to death don't apply. You can come out, but you're left with whatever you have. So if you're half decomposed, that's what you got. You can walk around, but you're going to be like flesh and bones.
Come as you are.
Yeah, that would be good.
Nirvana. Hey, what's coming up on Buckeye Roundtable?
Well, we of course had spring football wrap completely with the game on Saturday. So Jim Lachey, he's going to tell us about this offensive line situation. I mean, get everybody's take that we have on about the quarterbacks and how they think this is going to go with what Will Howard and Devin Brown looked like. So we'll have Jim Lachey, Tyvis Powell in the first segment. We'll talk to Matty Andrews as well. Some big things going on the Buckeye basketball court. You saw some gets for Jake Diebler this afternoon. That was nice. We'll talk some Buckeye baseball. We'll talk some more Buckeye football recruiting. Skip Mossick and Jay Mosley, who is the coach for Ohio State's golf team, because Neil Shipley is busy today traveling back from Augusta. But that was crazy, having a current Buckeye golfer play with Tiger, beat Tiger by 4 shots yesterday.
Mm. Buckeye Roundtable, it is the season finale. Timmy's going to be put on trial and then go to jail. Just like Curb and Sign on the season finale.
Oh, I haven't.
Wow. I'm sorry. Alert. Did I ruin
spoiler
it?
Spoiler alert.
Did I ruin it for you, Timmy?
Jeez.
No. The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Well, man, some sad news / happy news for these people, but sad for all of us, I guess, in a way. Logan Paul. I think he's a douchebag. You think he's a douchebag. Most people don't like him. But someone who does like him is our gal, Nina Agdal.
Nina Agdal. I haven't heard from her in a while.
Nina Agdal, Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Are they together?
Not only are they together, he proposed a couple years ago. They got married, I believe.
Oh, my God. I didn't know.
And a baby is on the way. So let him Agdal. Live. Congrats on that to those two. It just was a reminder that she's hot, and Logan Paul is apparently, that's what does it for her. So
okay.
Bet she's very excited to see him lose to Mike Tyson.
Okay. Buckeye Roundtable is coming up next. We're back tomorrow for a big Tuesday show. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for a disabled vehicle that is blocking the left center lane and causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side between Wilson Road and 270. And another 5-minute delay is on westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This Action Update's brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Only one other man besides Scottie Scheffler has ever won 2 Masters in their first 5 Masters starts, and that other man was Horton Smith in the 30s. Scheffler was 9-1 last April when the Masters odds opened up. Started the tournament 4-1 after day one was +160. After round two, +120. And then -125 headed into the final round. For your Tipico Action Update, I'm Scottie Vegas.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
One is angry. The other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald! Bald, bald!
Here's Man and Bone.
I want to point something out.
All right.
I, too, would be bald if I didn't take these pills every single day. I've been taking the Propecia pills or whatever the generic is called now.
Yeah.
For almost 20 years.
It's called Amateurpecia.
Hey. I didn't think about it for a second. Good job. And I'm so terrified that if I stop taking these pills, like my hair will just fall out in one day. All of it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we were watching last night. I had the NBA games on and ESPN. I'm trying to remember who was alongside Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson. Yes.
Maybe, I don't remember. It's one of the bald guys that does ESPN broadcasts, whatever. And so Richard Jefferson is obviously shaved head. This guy also shaved head, you know, probably trying to forestall the inevitable. And Melissa's like, wow, man, everybody's just, you know, out here not embracing their baldness. And I'm like, I too shave. Like, I don't let it grow long. I don't have like the, you know, coconut with a Hulu skirt on it.
Should.
Like, no, I'm not going to do
you
that.
You need a different look. And you can't shave it all the way.
No,
you can't be totally bald. You look like a Klan member.
Thanks.
You would. You would look like a total Klan member if you were totally bald.
I would think you look like a Klan member if you show up with a hood on. Like, that makes you.
Yeah, but don't you just stop.
What
it
am
now.
I supposed to do? I'm bald. Like, I just.
You have that look to you.
A fat white guy. Who's bald.
No, there are other white people who can pull it off. I'm just saying that's not something you could pull off, I don't think.
No, I have like shaved it all the way down. It's too much maintenance. I don't know if people realize that's a lot of shaving. That is,
you gotta do it every day.
Yeah, oh yeah, to get the cue ball look.
Yeah.
Like I have the stubble going and sometimes it gets a little longer than I have to shave it back down, but the cue ball polished dome thing, that's a whole nother level.
Like
of
Stanley
commitment.
Tucci. Stanley Tucci is a white guy, but he can pull off the shaved head look without you looking at Stanley Tucci like, oh, he's going to burn a cross on somebody's lawn.
But you're saying,
I think people would get the wrong impression.
You would accuse me of it even though you know me and know I would never do something like that.
I've known you for years.
That's bad.
But I would just yell racist at you and run away.
Well, I'm glad I don't shave my head all the way down then. Is it okay where it is now?
Because it's fine now.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, you look like every other fat soccer-loving guy
good.
Right now.
I don't want to give off any vibes that are not accurate, so good.
All right. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.